saying that all roads lead to Ankh-Morpork, greatest of Discworld cities. At least there's a saying that there's a saying that all roads lead to Ankh-Morpork, and it's wrong. All roads lead away from Ankh-Morpork, but sometimes people just walk along them the wrong way. Poets long ago gave up trying to describe the city. Now the more cunning ones try to excuse it. They say, well, maybe it is smelly. Maybe it is overcrowded. Maybe it is a bit like hell would be if they shut the fires off and stabled a herd of incontinent cows there for a year. But you must admit that it is full of sheer, vibrant, dynamic life. And this is true, even though it is poets that are saying it. But people who aren't poets say, so what? Mattresses tend to be full of life too, and no one writes odes to them. Citizens hate living there, and if they have to move away on business or adventure, or more usually until some statute of limitations runs out, can't wait to get back so they can enjoy hating living there some more. They put stickers on the backs of their carts, saying, Ankh-Morpork, loathe it or leave it. They call it the Big Wahoony, after the fruit. This is the one that grows only in certain parts of heathen Hawonderland. It's 20 feet long, covered in spikes, the colour of earwax, and smells like an anteater that's eaten a very bad ant. Every so often a ruler of the city builds a wall around Ankh-Morpork, ostensibly to keep enemies out, but Ankh-Morpork doesn't fear enemies. In fact, it welcomes enemies, provided they're enemies with money to spend. In fact, the Guild of Merchants' famous publication, Welcome to Ankh-Morporky, City of 1,000 Surprises, now has an entire section called So, You're a Barbarian Invader, which has notes on nightlife, folkloric bargains in the bazaar, and under the heading Stepping Out, a list of restaurants that do a dependable mare's milk and yak pudding. And many a pointed, helmeted vandal has trotted back to his freezing yurt, wondering why he seems to be a great deal poorer and the apparent owner of a badly woven rug, a litre of undrinkable wine, and a stuffed purple donkey in a straw hat. It has survived flood, fire, hordes, revolutions, and dragons. Sometimes by accident, admittedly, but it has survived them. The cheerful and irrecoverably venal spirit of the city has been proof against anything. Until now. Boom. The explosion removed the windows, the door, and most of the chimney. It was the sort of thing you expected in the street of alchemists. The neighbours preferred explosions, which were at least identifiable and soon over. They were better than the smells, which crept up on you. Explosions were part of the scenery, such as was left. And this one was pretty good, even by the standards of local connoisseurs. There was a deep red heart to the billowing black smoke, which you didn't often see. The bits of semi-molten brickwork were more molten than usual. It was, they considered, quite impressive. Boom. A minute or two after the explosion, a figure lurched out of the ragged hole where the door had been. It had no hair, and what clothes it still had were on fire. It staggered up to the small crowd that was admiring the devastation, and by chance laid a sooty hand on a hot meat pie and sausage in a bun salesman called Cut-Me-Own-Throat Dibbler, who had an almost magical ability to turn up wherever a sale might be made.
Looking, it said in a dreamy, stunned voice, for a word, a tip of my tongue.
Blister?
Volunteered Throat. He recovered his commercial senses.
After an experience like that,
he added, proffering a pastry case full of so much reclaimed organic debris that it was very nearly sapient.
What you need is to get a hot meat pie inside you.
No. It's not blister. It's what you say when you've discovered something. You goes running out into the street shouting,
said the smouldering figure urgently.
It's a special word,
it added, its brow creasing under the soot. The crowd, reluctantly satisfied that there were going to be no more explosions, gathered around. This might be nearly as good.
Yeah, that's right, said an elderly man, filling his pipe. You runs out shouting, fire, fire.
He looked triumphant.
It's not that.
Or help, or...
No,